Blog Talk Radio.
He heard me.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving into your holy and to your righteous name. We are so grateful to you, Father God, for absolutely everything. We want to say thank you, Father God, for the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thank you, Father God, for this, another day that you have made. Thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Father God, for everything, because every good and every perfect gift cometh from above. Father God, as we come confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we bless you, Father. Father, we pray that you will bless our services on today, Father God, as we come to lift up Jesus Christ higher and higher and higher, because there is no other name whereby men can be saved. And so we want to say thank you for the most precious gift of all, and that is the precious gift of salvation. We bless you, we thank you, we magnify you in Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. We want to bless the Lord. Amen. And we will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. And we want to thank you for visiting with us on today. And especially if this is your first visit, may it not be your last. Amen. So please have a seat. Amen. At the spiritual breakfast table. We thank God for this platform, the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. This is a ministry all in itself. This is a ministry without walls, a ministry that's not contained to a building. This is a ministry all to itself. Amen. And it's the Lord's doing. And I'm telling you, we are just so grateful that he has anointed us and appointed us, amen, to serve in his kingdom. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and it is my pleasure to serve the Lord, amen, for this is what, amen, we do. Amen, hallelujah, less of us, amen, more of him, none of us, all of him, and we bless the Lord. Amen and amen. We've been teaching, amen, on obedience. Amen. And it's just been, you know, the deeper we get into God's word, the deeper we want to get into God's word. You know, the more we love him, the more we want to love him. I'm telling you, it just gets better and better and better and better and better and better. I believe I heard one of the ministry partners say that better was one of her, amen, dedicated words, amen, for this particular season. And she could not be more accurate. Amen. It just gets better and better and better. I want to begin this morning, amen, after we have, amen, given our accolades, amen, to God the Father, to whom all blessings, from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Hallelujah. God is always first. He is always first. Amen. Glory. We seek first the kingdom. Amen, and his righteousness. Amen. And I want to, you know, do something that I haven't done in the last 68 years is, you know, say happy birthday to me. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Amen. Glory be to God. And I make all my boasts in the Lord. Amen. I want to say happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to me. Amen. And so we want to bless the name of the Lord. When I think back, amen, over my life, glory be to God. And I think as far back as I can go, I think when I travel back, I think I can remember like around 5 years old. I think I can remember around that time, like little things happening, you know, like me trying to, you know, eat all the Pepto-Bismol. I mean, I really did hide and eat the Pepto-Bismol, drunk all the Pepto-Bismol. I must have wanted something sweet. And I haven't wanted Pepto-Bismol since that time. Oh, boy, glory be to God. I can also remember I was playing with my doll baby one day, you know, the little Barbie dolls or, you know, whatever. And I wanted my doll baby to have some hair. My doll baby's hair wasn't long enough. So I took the scissors and I cut my hair to give it to my doll baby. So my doll baby could have more hair. You know, little stuff like that we do, you know, when we're young, glory be to God. And I recall, you know, those type of things. But for the most part, when I reminisce over my years, growing up, beloved, as the firstborn, I'm the firstborn, glory be to God, of eight. I have seven sisters. I have seven sisters. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No brothers. Amen. Always did want a big brother, though. Always did want a big brother. And as the firstborn, just always loved my mama. Always loved my mama. But as I think back over my years, beloved, amen, growing up, I always wanted to obey my mother. I always wanted to obey my parents. I always wanted to please my parents. That was always a heart, my truest heart desire. I never forget when I was in maybe first or second grade. You know, real young, and I came home from school one day, and I gave, I had did something in school, and I got, the school teacher gave me a big star, and I got 100 on the test. I really forgot the details, because I was only like in first or second grade, and so I came home and showed my mother. And my mother kissed me on my forehead and told me how much she was so proud of me. And I don't know what made that one occasion so special, but from that day forward, I always wanted to do something to please my mama. I never forgot that delicate moment when she spoke into my life and she was just so proud of me that I always just wanted to make my mama proud. Amen. And so I want to thank God, amen, for those experiences. Glory be to God. It was not until my older years, I would say maybe in my early 20s, you know, not until sin really began to try to set in with me, glory be to God, that I began to rebel a little bit. Glory be to God. And really in my rebellion was in me running from the Lord. I was running from the Lord. My grandmother sort of my mother raised me, but my grandmother would come and take us to church because my mother did not give her heart to the Lord until I was about 13, 14 years old. So that's when my mother came in. My mother came in hard. She never looked back. She never looked back. Glory be to God. But, beloved, but my mother came in. She was very, very faithful to her pastor, very faithful to her church until the Lord called her out to start her own church. See, And my mother, you know, she was really she is really a good mother, always has been, glory be to God. But what was happening is I was running from the Lord. See, because the Lord had already, you know, told me that there was a calling in my life. I sort of knew that, and I didn't want to do it, and I didn't do it. And so that was my part of, you know, when that's really when that obedience thing started to manifest in my life, because I really didn't want to do it. I didn't think, I don't know where I think I was going. I was running, but I don't know where I thought I was running to. But you know, when you're young, sometimes, you know, you just foolish and you just don't know, you think about stuff. Glory be to God. Finally, I did say yes. How old was I? It was exactly 40 years ago. 40 years ago. I was 28 years old. No, 20. Was I 25 or 28? Well, I'll do the math later. All right. I know I was 25 when I gave my life to Christ. When I sold out, I was 25 years old. Amen. Glory be to God. I didn't say yes right away because I didn't even know, you know, what. So it probably was 28. You know, the Lord was, you know, downloading in me and that type of thing. And I finally did say yes. Now, beloved, during those 40 years of discipleship, those 40 years, glory be to God, I have made my fair share of mistakes. My fair share. Glory be to God. Many mistakes. But you know what? When I'm teaching on King Saul, when I teach on King Saul, and I try to look deep, but I really try to look into King Saul's mind, and King Saul, it was either two options. Either when he disobeyed God, because number one, he didn't think he was doing wrong, or number two is because he had lied to himself. I can sort of relate to the idea of him not really thinking he was doing wrong, because beloved, in the majority of the mistakes that I have made serving the Lord, I really didn't think I was wrong at the moment. I really didn't. And that's the God's truth. And maybe that's why, you know, God has had so much mercy on me. Because God knows my true intentions and God knows my heart. That whenever I did wrong, I never was intentional about, I just didn't, you know, make up my mind I was going to disobey God and sin against God and displease God. No, I really didn't think I was wrong. I thought I was right. See, but I learned through my mistakes, which is another way to learn. Especially if you're strong-headed, especially, see, it was a good way for me when I look at it, because I tend to be an overthinker. Sometimes I get stuck, you know, well, I used to anyway, and overthinking stuff. You know, trying to make everything perfect, because I am a perfectionist, and God has sort of helped me in that area too. Wanting to be right, wanting to do things right, and sometimes I overthink things. I put too much in it. See, and so what had to happen, amen, during the years is, number one, I had to die to the flesh, okay, mortify that flesh, get that flesh out of the way, because this is not a flesh and blood walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. So the Lord has taught me through the mistakes that I made, and some of them really, really honestly, glory be to God, is for me to overcome my flesh through prayer, through fasting, okay? Through, y'all know how we're supposed to do it. Even if we don't do it, we know how we're supposed to do it. Glory be to God. And the Lord has also magnified Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to his purpose. See? And I have learned so much through the mistakes that I have made walking with the Lord. Glory be to God. Thinking I was right. See? So, beloved, the Bible tells us that Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered. And I can concur. I have learned and am learning obedience. God, like, really, amen, had to teach me obedience because, see, I'm a strong-headed person. Really sort of borderline stubborn. Well, really, I am sort of stubborn, but God wants to use that for that stubbornness in his kingdom and not against his kingdom. See? And so the Lord had to teach me his processes, I'm not going to tell you I got everything right because I would be a liar. I'm learning God's processes and glory through a lot of the mistakes that I have made. Oh, that wasn't God. Well, Frida, you should have, you know, maybe you should have prayed another prayer on that one. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. There is a price. I'm calling my little short testimony with you. I'm calling it the price of yes. There is a price. Amen. And telling the Lord, yes, there is a price. Glory be to God. And so what happened through me learning obedience, beloved, is now I'm more sharp with the Lord. I'm a very aware person. I'm very aware. Don't too much get past me. The stuff I pick up in the spirit. Glory be to God. You know what I mean? I'm more on cue with the Lord. Very sensitive. You know, I mean, just a little. I think I can really hear a needle drop in the spirit. See? But I'm learning all this. See? It's not difficult for me now to know God's voice. See, because there's a lot of voices out there. Every voice is not God's voice. There's a lot of voices in the world. You got your own voice. The devil has a voice. See. But how am I now becoming, my walk becoming more perfected is because of me learning obedience. Beloved, I love the Lord too much to tell him no. I love God just that much that I'm not going to tell him no. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I'm learning to love him. I'm loving him more and more every day. I love him. I love him because of who he is. First, I love him because of what he does. What he does for me. What he does for you. Just, you know what I mean? He's just glorious. I love him. See? And I thank God for him. I thank him. I want to hear God. And my hearing is being very sharpened, thank God. And I want to please God. And how do I do that? By obeying God. Even if I think it's God. Now, that's a mistake I made in the beginning. If I thought it was God, I would go for it. Now, in my experience, in my older years, I do slow down a little bit, wrap it up in prayer a couple more times, and I might be hanging out there too long. You ain't made that move yet. I'm just waiting on God. Because I done made so many mistakes. I don't want to make no more. See? And so because of that, it might keep me in one area too long. And so now I got to pray in that area. Okay, Father, if I'm here too long, help me to go ahead and take that step forward. Why? I just want to make sure that every step I take is pleasing God. And beloved, that's my heart. That's why that song that I opened up with this morning, that's my testimony. If you would say, Pastor Bradford, what's your testimony? You just heard it. That is my testimony. My desire in life, I don't know how many more years the Lord going to give me. I don't really know. I would say if I could have my way, about another 50 years. I'm just midway. I'm just midway. Glory be. I don't know. I don't know if it's 50 years, 50 months, 50 weeks, 50 days. Don't nobody know that. But my desire, beloved, amen, is to complete the assignment with the right attitude, with the right attitude, not huffing and puffing, moaning and groaning, but with the right attitude, amen, for the purpose that God put me here on earth, that I burst through earth's atmosphere. When Evelyn and Alfred got together, that January of 55, and 9 years later, here come me. Whatever it was, whatever reason it was that I was born again, that is my heart's desire. I just want to obey him. Even if I don't want to do it. There's been some things that God has called me to do, especially lately. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I'm going to be very transparent with you this morning. Because me and God has this type of relationship. I told the God I didn't want to do it. That was the first word. Then I sit down and say, but Lord, but if you want me to do it, I'm going to do it. Straight up. Now, help me. Give me the right attitude. Show me how. And you can count on me. Why? Because I want to obey him. I don't want to break his heart. Not another day. Not another way. He's been too good. So that's basically my overview. Now, what my mother's birthday is 3 days before my birthday, 3 days before mine. During the years, especially coming up in the church, I've only had two pastors in my life. My mother was my pastor for years, and then Bishop Eric Lambert. Those are the only two pastors I know. I didn't hop around from church to church. I didn't do all that. We always celebrated my mother's birthday, you know, so we was going out to dinner. We was going out, you know, to celebrate my mama's birthday. We was having parties. We was celebrating my mother's birthday. So really, for the majority of my life, my birthday celebration has been sort of, you know, mixed in with hers. I don't have a problem with that because she deserves everything that she gets. But, beloved, I always wanted a surprise birthday party. I always did. Every year, I'd be wondering, when people be quiet around me, are they planning me a surprise birthday party? Matter of fact, my children laugh. They told me to be ready tomorrow night. You know, they taking me somewhere. And even in the back of my mind, I'm saying, I wonder if this is a surprise birthday party. I as well put that out there because I always wanted one. I always did. You know, but like I said, we always be into my mother's thing. And that's good. God's going to give me what I want. But now, in reference to my birthday wishes for my birthday, I have three personal birthday wishes. So I'll keep that between me and the Lord. So I have three of those. But in reference to the corporate birthday wish, amen, my desire is for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries to thrive, the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry to prosper beyond our expectations. God has already given us a glimpse, given me a glimpse of our future. That's why y'all see me not over here, not rushing and not panic, you know, and we got to get a building and got to get the building and all that. God already done showed me the building. And when God showed me, I know if God don't do it, it ain't going to be done. See, but that is my birthday wish. Amen. And we will prosper, be in good health, prosper as our soul prospers, continue to thrive in every area of our life, and that the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry will definitely go, amen, where ministry has never gone. And so that's my birthday wish. Amen. That's my birthday story. Amen. And we give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. So, amen. At this time, amen. Glory be to God. I'll open up the lines. Amen. And if you want to say something, you know, for a couple minutes, I don't know how many people want to speak, but see how many, you know, that of you, that if you just want to say something that's on your heart, you're under no obligation to say anything, because I know y'all love me. Look, if you didn't love me, you wouldn't be with the ministry all these years. Some of you with the ministry, and I don't even know, you know what I mean? I ain't never seen you, never heard from you in the background, listening to us on the internet radio, disappointed when we don't show up. I know you love me. Glory be to God. So, you know what I mean? I'm the type of person, I'm very, very simple. I'm just a simple person. I am. I have high expectations and desires. Amen. But I'm very, very simple because I'm a grateful soul. I'm a grateful soul. So if I ask the Lord for $1,000, but he give it to me in $10 increments, I'm grateful. If he give it to me in quarters, you know what I mean? I'm grateful. A quarter a day. I mean, I'm just grateful. Amen. That's just who I am. Amen. And so God be praised. So happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. So let us open up the lines. Amen. If anybody desires to speak, amen, please feel free to take a minute or two and say whatever was on your heart to say. And I think, wait a minute, give me one second. Got to open up the lines here. Okay, give me one second. Okay, the call is open. I opened up on the, on the conference call bridge first, amen, and then we'll go over to Blog Talk Radio. So the calls are open, amen, if anybody desires to speak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Miss. Good morning, our shepherdess. I'm going to read Alfreda. I sent this to you in 2014. That's how long, I've knew you before this, but I sent you this in 2014. Alfreda, magical, counselor, oracle, of strength, good counsel, sage, wise, old peace. People with the name Alfreda have a deep inner need for quiet and a desire to understand and analyze the world they live in and to learn the deeper truth, idealistic, highly imaginative, intuitive, and spiritual, speaking spiritual truth and often finding it. They tend to be a visionary and may inspire others, a shrine consecrated to worship and consultation of a prophetic deity, a priestess through whom a deity is held to respond when consulted, a person considered to be a source of wise counsel and prophetic opinion, an authoritative or wise statement or prediction, a command or revelation from God, oracle, in the Bible, the sanctuary of the temple. A prophecy, often obscure or allegorical, revealed through the medium of a priest or priestess at the shrine of God, a shrine where God is consulted. Any person or thing believed to be indicate future actions with infallible authority. Persons who deliver authoritative and use influential pronunciations and pronouncements. Any utterance regarded as authoritative, unquestionably wise or infallible, very knowledgeable person. A place of worship hallowed by association with some sacred thing or person. A holy place where God was believed to give answers. Sage, experience, sound judgment, exhibiting wisdom, calm judgment, and very serious, savory quality. This is my shepherdess. Happy birthday, dear. Enjoy your day. Peace and grace.
Thank you. That was lovely. I recall that. Amen. I still haven't received my copy of it. Maybe this year be special and I'll get a copy of that. Amen. That was so lovely. Thank God for your gift and thank God for you. Amen. Thank you so much for your expressions. Amen and amen.
It's in your email address of 2014.
Okay. I'll check it out. Thank you. I save all my emails, every single one. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you. I will. Amen. Is there another?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to a phenomenal woman of God. That was beautiful, Evangelist Joanne Thurman. That was awesome. First time I heard it. And she deserves that and more accolades. I thank and praise God for you, Apostle Dr. Freda Bradford. Again, I say God's phenomenal woman, but when I think of you, I think of old man David, a woman after God's own heart. And I thank God for you, you know, just for being obedient. You're in a good space of obedience, which we all need, and it's awesome at times like these, you know. I just want to say happy, happy, happy birthday, and hope the plans that's made for you go beyond your expectations, because you deserve it and more. So this is Minister Martin saying happy, happy, happy birthday, and may you be more healthy, wealthy, and even wiser as God blesses you with many, many more birthdays. Happy birthday, hallelujah, Apostle Dr. Bradford, Freda Bradford, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Martin. Amen. Thank you for your expressions of love. Amen. Appreciate you so much. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. You're welcome. You deserve it and more.
Thank you.
Amen. Happy birthday.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Yes, we hear you. Good morning. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second, Sister Gwen. I don't know what's going on here. Sister Gwen, are you there? Wait a minute, y'all. I'm still trying to open up the line. Sister Gwen, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, my dear, my dear, my dear. God bless, God bless. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Bradford. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. We wish you many more. We wish you many more. We wish you many more. Happy birthday to you.
Bradford,
I just thank you. I thank you. We both thank you, my family, and on behalf of my whole entire family, we certainly thank you. And I was just reading this morning, and wasn't Hebrews, it was Philippians. It was saying, help the woman that does labor in the Lord. And I thought about you. I always was inspired by women when I first got saved, and every time I think about them, you always come to mind. Your teachings is wonderful. Your expressions to each and every one of us. I know everybody can speak for themselves, but you are a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman of God. Anytime men itself raise their hands to the Lord above you, for you and around you and through you, that's a gorgeous thing. I never seen a birthday of mine that went past that you didn't say happy birthday to me or David. I hear it all on the prayer line and thinking about your mother. I didn't get a chance to call her, but I will. And I just love you so much for the testimonies, the books that you have written, the things that you pour in my granddaughters and Jordan, and it just go on like an energizer. And I just ask God, whatever, I know you are a believer, and whatever you stand in need of, I know he got it, because that's his teaching. Whatever we ask in Jesus' name, with trust and his will and faith and all the other things that he had written and taught us, you have stood upon them all. So, Lord, I just thank you this morning for this wonderful, this beautiful, wonderful woman of God, and I love you so much in Jesus' name. You have blessed everything. Those are the things that I've been saying lately, because there's so much we can be thankful for. But I say you have a blessed everything. Me and Denise is saying that now. Have a blessed everything in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Happy New
Year. Thank
you.
Happy New Year.
I'm a
Brother David. Thank you so much. Appreciate
we
you.
Got
amen.
You.
Yes, thank you for
appreciate
sharing
you.
Your love. Amen. Thank you.
Always.
Amen.
Amen. You deserve it.
Okay, if everybody has spoken that desires to speak.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
To God be glory, honor, and praise. This is Kathy calling out of Williamsport. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all of who you are, all that you do. And I just thank God for you being a part of my life and blessing me and my family always and through these years. I just thank and praise God for you. So I wish you a very, very happy, happy birthday. And I pray that this birthday is all you would have it to be. In Jesus' name, you be blessed, because you are a woman of God. And I thank and praise God for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Sister Kathy. Amen. Appreciate you so much. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love all of you guys. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I believe I heard Sister Tanya signing in.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Morning, and Brother Jerome is here with me as well.
Yes, good morning, and I just want to say one thing to you based on my birthday experience that I had. You used a key word, the word thrive, do the root meaning of that Greek word, and you'll be surprised how that word is going to affect your new year on your birthday. That's a powerful word that you used this morning. It's going to give you some encouragement. Remember, it's a great day that the Lord has made, because you knew that the Lord would be, the Lord knew that you would be coming back to the world in a beautiful spirit-led direction today.
That was beautiful.
Amen.
I want to also
Want to, with Jerome, wish you a very happy, happy birthday. May those three wishes that you have before the Lord, may he do those three things and many, many more, for you've been faithful to him. And I thank God for the day that Dottie Nix made that suggestion for Jerome and I to connect with this call, the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry Divine Connection, from that day to this. Have a very, very happy birthday. I hope you have that surprise birthday party tomorrow, but if not, it is coming. It is coming. Whatever you do today, God's richest blessings upon you today and every day. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Brother and Sister Norwood, amen. I appreciate you so much. Amen. Thank you for sharing and expressing on this morning. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, all right. Anyone else before we give the benediction on today?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, we have two people talking. I think I hear Deacon Hattie, and I think that was our Sister Joanne Brother, so we'll take both of you.
Go ahead, Joanne, brother.
God bless you. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Dr. Pastor, Pastor, Apostle Dr. Bradford. I love you. You know I love you. And I want you to have the best birthday you ever had. Like you said, this is the bottom, but you have the best, best birthday you ever had. God bless you. I love you. I love you. I love all the comments that everyone said. I agree. I concur with all of them. And it's so beautiful, because that's just what you are, that beautiful person, spirit-led person, godly person. And I'm glad that you're in my life. And I appreciate you. And I want to bless you. And God bless you, and I'll see you soon. God bless you. Have a great day. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Amen. I will. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. 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 Love the Lord. I love all of you. Amen. I love you too. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Deacon Hattie.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. Happy birthday to you. Me and my husband praying happy birthday to you. He doesn't know you. It's your birthday, but he's right here. He's always in the background. He's here. Thank God for him. We're wishing you a happy birthday. We thank you for watching over our souls, praying for us, praying for our families. When we don't even pray for ourselves, we know that you are praying. I just thank God for you. I pray and God would give you that surprise birthday party, that's so hard to do it. We thank God for you being in our lives. I thank God myself personally for you being in my life. You're a pastor that when you call upon, you're there. And if you're not there, you get right back to check on your flock. So I really appreciate you in many, many, many ways. May God continue to bless you, bless Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, bless your destiny, bless where you're going. And like you said, God shows you a glimpse. When God shows you a glimpse of something, oh, it's going to come true. Oh, he's going to bring it to pass, because God is not a liar. So you've been hanging in there for a while, and it's only in God's timing. And God's timing is better than our timing, because when God comes through, we never have to worry about going back over and again unless we mess up. We never mess up, but we do. So I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for your mother as well. I thank God for your mom. I thank your mom for having you, because if your mom didn't have you, you wouldn't be in my life. So I don't know what else to say, but I'm just grateful, you know, and all the endeavors and sometimes my obedience, sometimes my not obedience. It's just the truth. I don't know what else to say. I'm just grateful to have someone like you in my life that I could call upon when I need someone, when I need that talk, when I need that. You're not just a pastor. You're a mother, too, a mother figure to me, you know, because my mom not around. My mom lives down south, so I know when I need that talk, I can call on you and you're there for me. So I really appreciate you, Pastor. And may God bless you. May God keep you. And may God be with you. And you have the best, best, best birthday today than you ever, ever had. In Jesus' name, thank you very much for everything. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, too. Amen, Brother David and Sister Hattie. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen for your expressions. Amen. And I love you, too. Amen. And appreciate you. Amen. More than words could ever say. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On yesterday, I was with our evangelist Nancy and our sister Shannon, and they was really, really nice to me. Amen. Glory be to God. He gave me a birthday cake early. Amen. He gave me lunch and gave me gifts. And so I want to give a shout out to them. Amen. And to God be praised. My mother said, well, what are you doing today? I said, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll just stay home today and do some paperwork. She said, no, you won't. She said, no, you won't. She said, get dressed. Amen. She said, my mother said she's taking me out today, and my girls are taking me out tomorrow. So I'm happy. Amen. Hallelujah. That's enough. That's enough. Amen. And to God be praised. So thank you. Thank everybody for your expressions of love. Amen. I love you. Amen. I love you back. I love you more. I love you back. I love you more. I tell you, you guys have been hanging in here with this ministry for quite a bit. I want you to know right now, your labor is not in vain. God got it. God's going to see to it. Amen. Not me. Not by power nor by might. Amen. But thank you for your prayers. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Amen. In Jesus' name. And so we will.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I could just give you close. Happy birthday. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Darlene. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. God bless you and happy birthday. I bless you many, many, many more. In Jesus' name, I know that he's going to give you your heart's desire. So just bathe in it and have a blessed, lovely birthday today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister. Amen, Darlene. Amen. And yes, it's going to be a good day today. Amen. Hallelujah. Every day is a good day. Every day is my birthday, too. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing. And we bless the Lord.
God bless
Amen.
You and love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Brother Norwood said yesterday was his birthday. He was still going to Bible study. Amen. So we will still be in our services today at 12 o'clock. Amen. At the altar. Amen. 9 o'clock at the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. I was celebrating a little late last night with Minister Nancy, Sister Shannon, and my mother. But I still did the Bible study last night. I said I came right in and went straight to the audio room. So God is good. Amen. Only what we do for Christ is going to last.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. So I want to wish each and every one of you a very, very special day. Amen. A good day, a safe day. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Father God, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. And so we say thank you, God. Thank you for my birthday and all the birthdays around the world. Everybody gets a day, one day a year, to celebrate their special day. And so we just want to say thank you. Most of all, we want to say thank you for Jesus' birthday. Hallelujah. And more importantly, his death day when he died, but he rose again. And so we bless you and we bless you. Amen. If I'm talking to someone today and you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, please, whatever you do, amen, make today your spiritual birthday. Amen. And give Jesus your heart. Give him your soul. Give him your mind. Amen. And you will never regret it. Just ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. Amen. To come into your heart. Save your soul. Be your Lord. Be your God. Amen. And he will, amen, truly, amen, what word I'm looking for? He's just waiting on you. Let me just say that. He's waiting on you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, meet us at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry Partners. We thank you for this lovely group of men and women, Father God, sold out to you, in love with you. Father God, they're loyal. They're full of faith, full of power, full of prayer, full of commitment and service into your kingdom. And so we pray a special blessing upon each and every one of them. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In the church that say, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for all the lovely birthday wishes, all the flowers. Amen. Glory be. That is my card. Amen. Your expressions of love. They make my heart so happy. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. And have a good day. Amen. And live today like today is your birthday. Amen. That's my blessing to you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.